Rethinking fairness and performance. What exactly is performance? Camille Rabia, consultant at 21st Century. At its core, performance should be understood as an organization's ability to sustain itself, to deliver consistently and reliably without degrading the system that makes those results possible over time. Yet, in practice, performance is rarely understood this way. It is seen as an outcome, arguably the most visible and measurable one. Many organizations even elevate it to the status of a value, sometimes explicitly, but more often through familiar phrases such as high performance or performance-driven culture. In doing so, they blur a critical distinction. Outcomes are mistaken for the principles that should guide how they are achieved, becoming the primary standard against which performance is assessed. In turn, performance becomes defined by what is most easily measured, often without equal regard for how it is achieved. As a result, it is measured, rewarded, and compared primarily through visible outputs, collapsing a complex system of behaviors into a single indicator, results. When performance is reduced to what can be measured through outputs alone, it reflects what has been delivered, but not how it was produced, nor whether it can be sustained. Not all performance is equal. The same observable and measurable results can be achieved in very different ways. A team may deliver strong outcomes by building capability, sharing and creating knowledge, and improving how work flows over time. Alternatively, it may achieve those same outcomes by overextending individuals, withholding information, or prioritizing short-term delivery at the expense of long-term stability. In both cases, the outcome appears identical, at least on paper, yet the underlying performance is not. One strengthens the system and builds capacity for future performance, while the other extracts from it and depletes it. Yet most performance systems do not distinguish between the two. Outcomes are treated as equivalent because it is outcomes that are ultimately measured. What gets rewarded shapes behavior. When performance is defined purely through outputs, it has important consequences and begins to shape behavior. Activities that contribute directly to measurable results are prioritized, while those that sustain the system become secondary. Supporting others, sharing context, mentoring, and exercising judgment may still be valued informally, but they are rarely decisive in evaluation. Over time, these behaviors begin to diminish, not because individuals reject them, but because they are not reinforced by the system. People respond rationally to what is measured and rewarded and allocate their time and effort accordingly. As a result, behaviors that sustain performance in the longer term are gradually deprioritized in favor of those most directly linked to measurable outcomes, even when those behaviors undermine future performance. Why values struggle to influence performance? As performance systems prioritize measurable outputs, the behaviors that sustain performance remain weakly defined and inconsistently assessed. Organizations often assume that their value systems will guide behavior and support long-term value creation. While this is directionally sound and reflects an understanding that how work is done matters, values rarely translate into how performance is actually measured, because they remain broadly defined, open to interpretation, and weakly connected to evaluation. In practice, values signal intent, but lack evaluative weight as they are not designed to function as criteria. Performance systems require precision, criteria that can be observed, assessed, compared, and defended. Requirements that values, in their abstract form, do not meet. As a result, they cannot be used reliably in performance evaluation. What cannot be evaluated cannot be applied consistently or carry consequence. Therefore, when trade-offs arise, it is not values that guide behavior, but the system in place. What is measured and rewarded simply takes precedence. When individuals face choices between delivering results and supporting others, speed and judgment, or short-term delivery and long-term sustainability, they adapt by prioritizing what is rewarded. This is a rational response to the signals embedded in the system. Measurable results consistently win, reinforcing the same cycle over time. This leaves behavior recognized as critical to performance, yet largely absent from evaluation. As a result, performance is assessed only partially, capturing what is visible, but not necessarily what is valuable or sustainable. The paradox. This creates a structural paradox within organizations. On the one hand, performance increasingly depends on behaviors such as knowledge sharing, co-creation, judgment, collaboration, and the ability to navigate ambiguity, especially as work becomes more interdependent and complex. Yet, on the other hand, systems continue to reward what is most visible and directly measurable, outputs, while largely ignoring the behaviors that sustain them. The system, in effect, selects for behaviors that maximize short-term performance while deselecting those that sustain it over time. Initially, this may look like success, as output increases and delivery accelerates. But beneath the surface, capability is not built, knowledge does not compound, and trust erodes. An organization that achieves results at the cost of its own capability, resilience, or trust is not truly performing. It is undercutting itself, as performance becomes extractive rather than generative. Reframing performance. This requires a critical shift. Performance cannot be understood purely through outputs. It must reflect the behaviors through which those outputs are achieved. Nor should performance be optimized directly. It should be understood as the result of a system of behaviors, decisions, and conditions interacting over time. To influence performance, that system must be deliberately designed so that behavior is not adjacent to performance, but part of it. Organizations must first define what performance is and what drives it, and only then can it be meaningfully measured. When organizations focus primarily on optimizing outputs, they risk leaving the system that produces them only partially defined, resulting in a view of performance that is incomplete and difficult to sustain. Performance, in this sense, becomes harder to repeat, less meaningful, and increasingly fragile over time, ultimately weakening organizational sustainability. Not all performance is equal, and not all performance lasts. Ends. Ed's note. Read part 1 of Camille's series, Rethinking Fairness and Performance, The Misconception of Fairness, here. Author. At Camille Rabia, 21st Century Plus Posts Bio at Camille Rabia, 21st Century #Malongui-Disabled-Linkrethinking Fairness and Performance, The Misconception of Fairness at Camille Rabia, 21st Century #Malongui-Disabled-Linkthe Silent Threat, Why the Passively Complacent Workforce Undermines Business Share on Your Socials.